WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The BCS Chamber of Commerce held its annual banquet Monday night. And here's Bill Oliver. And Kevin, we've hit that part of the road where I'm going to need to restart my audio cuts. If you can play a commercial, 30 seconds should be all I need.
Absolutely, no problem.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
And more than 400 heard the latest, as well as the development of the Texas A&M Health Science Center's Center for Innovation and Advanced Development in Manufacturing.
Responsible for the day-to-day operations was the featured speaker at the BCS Chamber of Commerce annual banquet.
But maybe the most critical part of this, and the least talked about, is our workforce development program. We can have all the facilities in the world, we can have all the bricks and mortars in the world, but if we don't have smart people that have the experience, that are trained, it's not going anywhere.
The audience also received a review of the chamber's last 12 months from departing Chairman Glenn Burr of American Momentum Bank.
That a vigorous and prosperous retail, industrial, manufacturing, construction, anything and everything under the umbrella of commerce, that this is the engine that fuels a flourishing community.
Looking to the chamber's year ahead, incoming Chairman Rich White of the Villa Maria HEB.
I look forward to getting to know many of you better throughout this coming year, but even more so, I look forward to working together with you as we work together to keep Bryan College Station the best place that we know to work, to live, and to raise our families.
Chamber's Ambassador of the Year, J. Paul Teal, Volunteer of the Year, Scott Simpson, Citizens of the Year, Brendan Randy Sims. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You're invited this evening to watch the debut of a 40-minute video presentation honoring General Earl Rudder and four other Aggies who served with distinction at the Battle of the Bulge. It's part of the Aggies Go to War exhibit that will open next month in Belgium, commemorating the 70th anniversary of the battle. The presentation is in Rudder Theater this evening at 8. There's no admission charge. You'll hear more about the video and the exhibit here on the Infomaniacs this morning following the 8:30 news. A longtime leader of St. Joseph Health System has died. Sister Gretchen Kuntz died Sunday at the age of 75, 2 years after retiring from a 31-year career. Governmental Affairs and Community Benefit Officer Tim Ottinger was hired by Sister Gretchen 17 years ago. He says she would tolerate a brief period of sadness in her passing.
She would want us to put our energy back into the work of caring for individuals, as she always did. She would want us to move forward and not take a long time or too much time memorializing her or being sad over her, but getting back to the work, because that work is always there, she reminded us.
Kuntz served as president and chief executive from 1981 through 2005, then stayed another 7 years with the St. Joseph Foundation. Plans are being made for a local memorial service. College Station firefighters are still looking into what started a small fire Monday morning at Pebble Creek Elementary School. CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says the sprinkler system was activated due to the amount of smoke.
And so we had to move a few things around as far as where classes are being held, but everyone's back in the building. They were back in the building inside of an hour after the fire department cleared the rest of the building, and it's pretty much business as usual for the rest of the day at Pebble Creek.
Glenwinkle says the fire started in an in-class bathroom in the kindergarten wing, forcing an evacuation that lasted about 1 hour. No one was hurt. College Station police are looking for a mother and son who were walking dogs Monday night around 6. One of the dogs bit a man on his leg south of the Ringer Library on San Pedro. More information is online at WTAW.com. News time is 7:09. It's 65 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
We all want our children to get the best education possible and become productive citizens in our community. Let's help our teachers and provide a safe and productive learning environment. Hiring more teachers and smaller class sizes will help us reach that goal. I'm Roy Flores, and as a Bryan School Board representative, with my 5-year plan, we can reduce class sizes, hire more teachers, and prepare our graduates for a more productive future. Vote Roy Flores. Last name on your ballot and your best choice for Bryan Schools.
Political ad paid for by the committee to elect Roy Flores, Ernest Nolan, treasurer.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts. Don't miss this limited-time offer. We're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. Call 800-393-6272. That's 800-393-6272.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, 7-11, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, and time to check the forecast brought to us by Skyline Communications.
Shower, thunderstorm may pop up as the day goes on. We'll be contending with cloudiness throughout the day, high 75 to 80. There's a better chance for showers and thunderstorms across the region tonight. Lows are going to fall back close to 60. Showers and thunderstorms continue into tomorrow, only 60 to 65. They end tomorrow night. It starts to clear, lows near 50. We'll have a sunny day on Thursday, and the highs on Thursday will be up around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, desperate times call for desperate measures. The Aggies will only have 2 quarterbacks heading into Auburn this Saturday. So offensive coordinator Jake Spavital is maybe talking about using a wide receiver at quarterback at times. We'll have to see how that works out. As well as Texas A&M Women's Golf wrapped up the Jim West Challenge yesterday in Bernie, Texas. Finished pretty well, actually. They finished in first place. You can't finish much better than that. They had some great individual efforts as well. And then also Angel Lowak, a junior outside hitter for the volleyball team, has been named the NCAS Playmaker of the Month for November. All that more coming up in sports.
Very cool. By the way, the forecast gets progressively worse through the course of today to a 90% chance of some of those thunderstorms. Looking at the radar right now, they're still just kind of moving very slowly, and it's a very, very thin band. So this may just be the leading edge. Of course, we'll keep an eye on things for you. And don't forget our election coverage tonight. We start live from the Brazos Center at 7. National coverage actually starts at 6 o'clock with Fox News. So if you want to know what's going on, you're running around and you just can't look at it, well, you can obviously always hear it at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Just in time for those East Coast polls to close.
Absolutely, and that's where they say if New Hampshire falls, there's a chance the Republicans could be on a clean sweep.
And by the way, Patrick, I found where I'm supposed to vote, and it is not the same place I was last time.
You know what? I only brought it up because I thought, I'm just going to go ahead and check. Oh, man. You know, it went from being across town to right next to my house, which was fortunate, but it was a different place.
Yeah, well, mine too, because like the last time, it wasn't near where I live, and then now it's actually closer. It's just, different.
And keep in mind, 2 years ago was a presidential election, so we're just at the midterms. They got to change. They sort of jockey things around to account for the extra voters.
Jockey, gerrymander, whatever.
Sure, but they're jockeying us around.
So it's 7-7. And what's that website again, Patrick?
BrazosVotes.org. If you have your driver's license, it makes it real easy.
That will tell you where you need to go. Here's one for you. You know the paleo diet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Heard of it?
Yeah.
Well, this lady was tired of the high price of meat and produce, and her name was Ann.
That's pretty much all you eat on paleo.
So she found another source of nutrients.
Oh.
She put in her blog, I couldn't help but notice that my dog's high-end kibble, like my paleo diet, is high in protein.
I thought it was Reagan who was going to force the seniors to eat dog food.
Grain-free and gluten-free. So you guessed it.
And USDA inspection-free.
Cadet ate my dog food of all kinds for almost a week. Her meals featured kibble and wet food. I'm not done. With milk bones. With milk bones for snacks.
Well, the milk bones are okay. We've already had that discussion.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
If you tried.
The result of said paleo diet that was from Rover, 2 pounds of weight loss and a blood sugar on the, quote, ultra low end of the ideal range. So even better than when she was eating paleo.
And she really likes it when you scratch behind her ears now.
As for the taste, dry food is gritty.
Yeah.
Nutty, with a slightly sour taste. And halfway through the bowl, your jaw gets tired.
That's why you got to mush it up a little
As
bit.
For the wet food, metallic and disturbingly bland. While another, and I quote, was delicious. Now, if you are thinking about doing this for yourself at home because you thought, you know, hey, I've got all this on hand. And if you're tired of being
fat,
then, you know, don't do this. Because what they've said is the unforeseen consequences for this is that the dogs need different nutrients than humans do.
Yeah.
And you keep chasing your tail that's not there.
Amino acids in dog foods are different than what humans need. And actually, dogs make their own vitamin C.
Really?
Oh.
So you will be missing out on some of your nutrients if you decide to go with the canine paleo.
So it's less of a paleo diet, more of a phaleo diet.
Oh! little golf clap.
Yeah.
A little golf clap for that. Is daylight saving time costing money? Daylight savings time ended Sunday, earning people that extra hour of lost in lost in the spring. While half of the goofy and mostly pointless time shift, in my humble opinion, makes it most people happy, some say the clock shift costs some money. According to Time magazine, according to Time, when people set their clocks ahead in the spring to provide more daylight at the end of the day, they're more likely to go out at night, spend cash that they wouldn't otherwise have, and I quote, been wasting.
Well, you know, whenever we start heading into this time of year, I eat earlier because it's darker earlier. So I just associate, you know, with the sun going down with, hey, it's dinner time.
Well, how often are you? We're not going out. It's dark. Or maybe that's just me because I'm older than both of you.
Are you scared of the dark?
No, I just, you know, once I'm in and settled, and especially if it's dark outside,
right.
I'm not going back out.
Oh. Well, and it works for me because one of the things that I didn't care for, the getting up early, I got used to it. It's not a big deal. Once I'm up, especially with coffee. But going to sleep when the sun's still up just feels wrong. And so this helps a little bit anyway.
And in the heart of the summer, that is the case.
Absolutely.
It's not, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, and you're going, I got to go to bed. Airports have a new scanner, which I think is awesome. I love this.
Okay.
How many times as you're going to check onto your airplane, you see the proverbial trash can that is piled high with plastic water bottles?
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't take them on the plane, right? The InSight 100 Liquid Explosive Detection System has been considered a potential solution to screening liquids at airports for several years now, and it's moved a step closer to implementation. The scanner is being tested at 65 airports in Europe. In 2004, researchers in the UK figured out how to identify liquids that were inside other materials. The machine cost about $64,000, which I think we would gladly pay for if we could keep our water on the cotton picking plane.
Yeah.
Materials are placed on a sliding door of a compartment, and the screen tells the operator whether the container has any components that are considered a threat.
Anything we can do to move the process along quicker would be, I'm all for it.
You would think if they could do that, why can't you just walk across something with your shoes on and have them tell you the same thing?
Ah, that's a good question.
Oh, I've stumbled across this. I meant to do this when we were talking politics this morning for all the stuff that we kind of learned. There's a postal worker in Wisconsin under investigation for allegedly dumping hundreds of campaign flyers.
I'm wondering how he knew, or she.
Because they're probably postcards.
Oh, he just dumped the flyers out of hand. Oh, that makes a little more sense.
Yeah, well, you know, like a direct mail piece that was just a postcard.
Well, I think there was another story of a mail worker who was dumping mail-in ballots from ones that they suspected were.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I need to find that before I say any more.
Nearly thousands of pieces of mail, primarily from the campaign of Republican Assembly candidate Mike Rorkstat, were found in a dumpster at an apartment complex in Wisconsin. In addition to that, candidate who is running it for the 55th Assembly, blah, 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 blah. It was also several for Senator Glenn Gothman.
Hmm.
So several of these residents had witnessed the mail carrier dumping the flyers for all of these Republicans in the GOP.
Hey, man, what are you doing dumping all that stuff in the dumpster there?
And would you like some cheese?
Would you like some cheese?
It is 7:19 today. We're topping out at 79 with a 50% chance of rain. It is 66 here with the crazies and the infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At University Pediatric Association, an annual well check is much more than just keeping vaccinations up to date and charting height and weight. A thorough physical exam every year is the best way to ensure the health and happiness of your child. After a child enters kindergarten, they may not need another vaccination until the sixth grade, and that makes it easier for parents to put off the annual appointment. But children develop quickly during these years, and understanding the effects of individual risk factors like stress, sleep habits, and lifestyle choices is critical to a child's overall health, both physical and emotional. The annual well check is the best time to discuss these things with your child's pediatrician. At UPA, an annual well check includes a vision screening that can detect problems in the eyes before a child's vision is threatened. And we'll perform other tests as needed so you'll always know what's best for your family. For more information on well checks, click on upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
News Talk 1620 WTAW with Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia along with Patrick Zeinert and Zach Taylor in sports. Now, normally I'm the sports guy, but Zach is filling in, and he was talking about the new coach that has taken over, the new manager that's taken over in Chicago for the Cubbies. On his first day of manager for the Chicago Cubs, Joe Maddon made kind of a strategic move that earned him some pretty good accolades. He bought everybody booze at the end of his introductory news conference Monday at the Cubby Bear, a sports bar across the street from Wrigley. Maddon closed by calling for the bartender and declaring, "First round's on me." Cubs use the bar for news conferences because of ongoing renovations at Wrigley Field. And if you've ever been to Chicago and caught any of those games, then you know that that's a place that's just, you have to go to Cubby Bears. Huh.
That was a really weird situation with
that
him.
That whole thing
too,
was very weird.
Because, all right, Rick Renteria was the manager last season, and the Cubs seemed like, it's just a carousel of managers in the past few years. He's their fifth manager since 2010, Joe Maddon is. So they're averaging a manager per season.
Next!
and Rick Renteria was the manager, of course, last year. And the Cubs went through some ups and downs. I mean, they had some injuries and things like that. They traded away, you know, they're really good pitchers, Jason Hamill and Jeff Samardzija. They end up trading them at the trade deadline. And so he wasn't really working with a full deck.
And they were going to give him a pass until Maddon came
over. And they were going to bring him back until Joe Maddon opted out of the Tampa Bay Rays. So he basically became a free agent manager. And the Chicago Cubs had already told Rick Renteria that they were going to bring him back. And they said, well,
Kidding.
This guy's a lot better than you are, so we're not gonna bring you back. So in some ways, you can't fault them for that, because Theo Epstein, the general manager, basically said, you know, it wasn't so much as a personal decision. He said, we still like, you know, Rick Renteria, we love him, but you know, if you get a chance to get Joe Maddon, you get Joe Maddon.
Oh, I would agree wholeheartedly.
So I'm sure the Cubs fans are fine with that. It's just kind of a bum deal for Rick Renteria. He finally got his chance after, you know, being a coach for forever and being the minor leagues manager and things like that.
So from the agony of defeat to the thrill of victory with the managers.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And the same thing could be said, too, about the Texas Rangers, because Tim Bogar was Ron Washington's bench coach, and he came back, and the Rangers actually played really well in the last part of the season.
I kind of thought he was going to get the job,
too, after Ron Washington left. And he ended up getting passed over for the bench coach for the Pirates. Ryan Bannister. So
yeah, we'll wrap this segment up with a warm fuzzy. This is kind of a cool story. 83-year-old Dr. Jim Affleck of Sacramento, California, spent decades as an obstetrician. When he's told he needed an aortic valve replacement surgery, Dr. Kincaid successfully performed the operation after finding out that Affleck spent years delivering babies at the same hospital. Kincaid, who was born there, did some investigating and find out that the retired obstetrician had delivered him 45 years prior.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
It is 7:24 now on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Rush Limbaugh, by the way, brought to you by Jason Byanski.
Howdy. My name is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byanski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byanski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
Increase gridlock and make the task of governing even more difficult. Now, according to these writers, when the nation was founded, midterm elections made sense. We had a new form of Republican government, but now Americans don't have confidence in their government, so midterm elections don't make any sense. We should just abolish them. The presidency would be stronger, they say. Congress would have breathing room to act without having to deal with voters so often. That's the real point. And besides, those who do vote in the midterms are, quote, whiter, wealthier, older, and more educated than those who vote in presidential elections. In other words, low-information voters don't show up. Now, keep in mind, these same liberals will demand count every vote when it comes to voter fraud. Now, what this op-ed demonstrates is that the midterm elections are working exactly as intended, as a check to out-of-control power that needs checking, in this case, Obama. And that's what liberals object to. It's going to happen to somebody else, not me. That's what Adrian used to think about identity theft before he tried to buy a new car and the dealer ran his credit. He was shocked to learn someone racked up $15,000 on his credit card and bought a timeshare in his name. This prompted Adrian to become a member of LifeLock, the industry leader in theft protection. And since Adrian signed up, LifeLock's gotten even better. The new LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your identity, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. No one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Protect yourself now. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush or call and use promo code RUSH and save 10%. The number is 1-800-440-2810. That's 800-440-2810. Network does not cover all transactions.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Plus, we also repair smartphones and tablets. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
For place six on the College Station School Board, vote Michael Schaefer. Michael Schaefer, experienced, dedicated, educator, leader, and family man. Michael Schaefer, committed parent and fiscal conservative, puts the interest of the students first with a careful eye on the bottom line. With 21 years educator administrator experience and 20 years as a local business owner, Michael Schaefer has a great perspective into the public school system.
For dedicated, passionate, and experienced community leadership, I ask you to vote for me, Michael Schaefer, for College Station School Board, place six. Political ad paid for by Michael Schaefer, Cal McNeil, Treasurer.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, and a quick look at your forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
A relatively cloudy and warm election day across the region with temperatures today between 75 and 80. As the day goes on, we could see a shower, thunderstorm pop up. Chance of some showers and storms tonight. There could be some heavy downpours late, lows near 60. Showers, thunderstorms, they're possible tomorrow, turning noticeably cooler, 60 to 65. Showers end tomorrow night. It starts to clear, lows near 50. Mostly sunny, comfortable Thursday, a high around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is 64 degrees, and your headlines are next.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill, or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable Sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online, 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Documents.
solution. 775-5500.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The BCF Chamber of Commerce held its annual banquet Monday night.
More than 400 in attendance heard from incoming Chairman Rich White of the Villa Maria HEB. Among his goals is communicating the importance of successful businesses in our community.
It is a plea for all of us to represent our business as well, and to do what we can to strengthen our business community.
And among the observations of departing Chairman Glenn Brewer of American Momentum Bank.
Our nonprofits, our churches, our schools all thrive when our businesses are thriving.
Citizens of the Year were Randy and Brenda Sims. Volunteer of the Year was Scott Simpson. And the Chamber's Ambassador of the Year was J. Paul Teal. Featured speaker, Dr. Gerald Parker, is responsible for the day-to-day operations of the Texas A&M Health Science Center's Center for Innovation and Advanced Development and Manufacturing. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A familiar face at St. Joseph Health System for more than 30 years has died. Sister Gretchen Kuhn spent 24 years as chief executive, followed by 7 years with the hospital's foundation before retiring 2 years ago.
Really saw this work as mission work, and that's what she instilled in everybody else. You can be around Sister without realizing this wouldn't work. It was a mission, and you were being allowed to share this mission of the Sisters. And that was a great blessing to everybody that worked here.
Tim Ottinger, now St. Joseph's Governmental Affairs and Community Benefit Officer, was hired by Sister Gretchen 17 years ago.
She had a way about her. When she talked to a few people and made her mind up, I think most people would say it would be hard to talk Sister Gretchen out of something that she'd made her mind up that we could do. On the flip side of that, she was a sister. She was kind and compassionate. In her heyday, she probably knew half or more of all of the patients that were in the hospital at any given day and time, because she just knew so many people. She knew all the staff and checked on them.
Plans are being made for a local memorial service. What started a fire Monday at Pebble Creek Elementary School remains under investigation by College Station firefighters. CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says that what was described as a small fire led to an evacuation while employees put it out.
Each of our campuses have a group of staff members who are trained in the use of fire extinguishers, and so they went in and extinguished the fire. However, enough smoke was created that the fire suppression system inside the kindergarten wing was activated, and so it's pretty wet down there right now.
Glenn Winkle says kindergarten classes were moved to the art and music rooms for the day. No one was hurt. College Station police spent lots of time on the freeway Monday due to crashes that included two Monday night that shut down the northbound lanes from Rock Prairie to north of Emerald Parkway. Monday afternoon, CSPD also had separate wrecks between Southwest Parkway and Harvey Road that affected traffic in both directions. And today in Bryan, traffic will be backed up again at William Joel Bryan and the freeway as repaving and other work will close various lanes. Next month marks the 70th anniversary of World War II's Battle of the Bulge. Bastogne, Belgium will mark the event in part with a new museum featuring in part the stories of General Earl Rudder and four other Texas A&M soldiers. One component of the Aggies Go to War exhibit is a 40-minute video presentation. You can see a special viewing of the video tonight at 8 in Rudder Theater. There's no admission charge. Later this morning here on the Infomaniacs following the 8:30 news, you'll hear more about the video and the exhibit that will spend 2 years in Belgium before coming to Aggieland. A reminder, WTAW's election night coverage starts at 6 with a national update from Fox News Radio. Local results and reaction begins at 7 and continues until the races are determined. Voting locations are online at BrazosVotes.org along with the photo ID requirements. WTAW News Time is 7:34. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Do you often feel anxious, experience sleepless nights, or wake with your mind racing? Are you overwhelmed by school or work? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you are struggling with anxiety, call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
30 never looked so good. Aerofit celebrates its 30th anniversary of enhancing the quality of life within our community. So in celebration, Aerofit is running a $30 enrollment on any membership of your choice, and you pay only $30 your first month. With 5 locations to serve you, Aerofit facilities provide weights, cardio equipment, swimming pools, personal training, group exercise, childcare, tennis, racquetball, and are open 24/7. It's no wonder Aerofit has been voted best of the Brazos 10 years in running. So what are you waiting for? Call, come by, or click aerofitclubs.com. Aerofit for
life. Howdy, I'm Daniel Goodnow with the Bryan Firefighters Association. Bryan Firefighters Association overwhelmingly supports and endorses Kyle and Cardona for Bryan City Council. Kyle understands that public safety is a top priority, and Kyle will be a big supporter of our first responders. A vote for Kyle and Cardona is a vote for public safety of our citizens as well as our first responders. Please join the Bryan Firefighters Association in voting for Kyle and Cardona for Bryan City Council on November the 4th.
Paid for by Kyle and Cardona Campaign, Glenn Duhon, Treasurer.
Did you know you can complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini master class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of classroom and online classes offered, the mini master doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript or simply learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini master course at Blinn College. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, and it's time now to check the forecast, brought to you by Normandy Tractor.
A relatively cloudy and warm election day across the region, with temperatures today between 75 and 80. As the day goes on, we could see a shower thunderstorm pop up. Chance of some showers and storms tonight. There could be some heavy downpours late, lows near 60. Showers, thunderstorms, they're possible tomorrow, turning noticeably cooler, 60 to 65. Showers end tomorrow night. It starts to clear, lows near 50. Mostly sunny, comfortable Thursday, a high around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in just a little bit in sports, going to be talking some Aggie women's golf. They were in action yesterday out in Bernie, Texas, and finished pretty well. They finished number one. I'll tell you how well the individuals did. As well as, of course, Texas A&M football is going to be in Auburn this weekend, and also kickoff time has been set for Missouri whenever they're going to be coming to town on November 15th. And NFL football last night, Monday Night Football between the Indianapolis Colts and the New York Giants. All that and more coming up at sports.
Unless we get an Indian summer, that Missouri game going to be coat weather.
Liable to be a bit chilly.
Yeah. Might be. Okay, so I think it was last week we were telling you that there's about a half dozen stores now that have decided they're not going to open until, you know, later on the day after Thanksgiving.
Right.
So people, and I can't remember who it was.
Costco?
Costco was one of them.
One. And then, he ran through that list very quickly. I don't remember.
Nordstrom's, I think, maybe was the other one. And
exactly.
there were one or two others. Regardless, Kmart's going to go the other way.
Yeah.
This year, Kmart is sticking to the dubious tradition of opening its doors Thanksgiving Day at 6 a.m. They will stay open for 42 consecutive hours.
Oh. See, and that actually goes to what I was thinking was, I think these are stored, the ones who are not opening that early, they're probably ones that aren't really hurting for their bottom line right now.
No, that's entirely possible.
And when you said Kmart's on the other end, that sort of...
They've been struggling for a while.
Uh-huh.
Actually, they've been struggling for quite a while.
It's of their own doing.
So you're out for a walk, and you see this kind of gray rock thing, and you think, well, that's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
So you lean over to investigate and realize it's a turtle fossil dating back to the dinosaurs.
What?
Guys, a museum volunteer noticed this pile of rocks and just, you know, couldn't really do anything with it until about 10 years ago. So once two experts confirmed that he had actually discovered not a pile of rocks, but within that pile, a turtle of the genus Otacus from the Cretaceous period.
Dinosaur turtle.
146 to 65 million years ago, they began the process of removing the chunk, and it will be in the New Mexico Museum of Natural History for display.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do something like that. I know it's goofy, but I just always thought that'd be so cool. Hey, look what I did.
Look at me.
Well, you'd have the little placard thing, you know, when people walk by in the museum, you know, donated by. I just think that'd be cool.
Fossil finder, Kevin O'Connor.
Well, it's not like I'm ever going to have enough money to have a wing of the museum named after me.
Oh, no. You could wear a sweet hat and carry around a bullwhip. Say, this belongs in a museum.
Indiana Jones.
Okay. Come on.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Just check it. I didn't want to interrupt you being Indiana Jones for a minute.
Oh, well.
We have talked, I think it was yesterday, about minimum wage and mm-hmm. the changes in the electronic hamburger flippers and the, you know, wired, you know, swipe your card, pay for it all at the table, and somebody then comes and drops off your food.
Mm-hmm.
Getting rid of a lot of the staff. Well, hotels are following suit now, doing the same thing that airport and airlines do, where you can just walk up and check in. Hi, WTIW, what's up?
Hey, yeah, Kevin, just think about it, man. You're on the radio every morning. You know, what else could you want? You don't need a placard with a little fossil.
Don't get me wrong. It's awesome. But I just always thought that'd be kind of cool. I'd like to have something valued enough. Thank you for the call. Something valued enough that they'd want it in a museum.
You can carve your name in the news desk.
Make it like the Dixie Chicken. Anyway.
Well, and the Wall Street Journal this morning was talking about the Container Store. Their average frontline worker gets $48,000 a year because they feel like they get what they pay for.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
In certain industries, I can agree, in certain business models. I know it doesn't work in everyone. You can't do that for your frontline food makers, but they have a really interesting internal review process, and they can get up to 8% increases year over year.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, if you'll remember back, that was part of McDonald's advertising for a long time. And it was these famous people that had gone on from being McDonald's employees to politicians, actors and actresses. Mm-hmm. And they don't talk about that anymore. But
unless you're moving up into the upper management, it's not intended to be a career, but it's where you start.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
Hi, WTAW.
You know, you could have your own placard in the museum, or you could wait long enough, and you could be your own fossil in the museum.
That is something to aspire to.
It'd be a lot funnier if Scott was doing the show right now. That's all I'm saying. It'd just be funnier. So what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, checking into the airports. You could be able to do the same thing at hotels. The W hotels are starting to do with 140 more properties down the line to do the walk-up check-in, so there won't be somebody behind the counter.
Well, and it'll just spit out a little card at you that you can swipe in your door.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's pretty nifty. We were checking into a hotel. We don't travel that much, and when we do, we rarely stay in hotels. We're typically staying with family, but we walked up, and it took me, you know, maybe 5 minutes to check in. Not too bad. But while we were checking in, three groups of people came in. Oh, Mr. So-and-so, okay, there you go. And they were in. It's like,
wow.
They have that system down.
It's almost like what you were talking about with a restaurant that you like to get food from, and they have an app
mm-hmm.
for that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Most influential toys of all time.
Slinky.
Top nine.
Stretch Armstrong. Oh, no. Koosh Ball, Slinky. Yeah, Slinky's got to be on there.
Barbie doll.
Lincoln Logs.
A lot of them are new.
Really?
Of all time, according to Time Magazine. They interviewed a bunch of toy historians.
They must have a young editor.
Here are the top nine. Star Wars figures, which I would agree with because they were the first ones that were movie. They did the first. Oh, hang on just a second. WTAW, good morning.
Carving the name of the desk is cool. But I think what you do is you put a placard on the bathroom stall. The Institute of Extreme Aromatherapy.
Thank you very much for the call. Anyway, back to the toys. Doc McStuffins, the newest toy on the list based on Disney's Junior animated series.
What is it? Doc McStuffins?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've never heard of that before.
It's Doc McStuffins, and it's the first black doll that's become popular with all races of kids.
Okay.
Number seven is the Super Soaker. Again, these are the most influential toys of all time, ever. This next one I got to believe is absolutely true. The Easy Bake Oven.
Yeah.
Because even as a dude, you kind of wanted one of those so you could make your own cake.
Well, and now the trick is trying to find those light bulbs.
Exactly. Chatty Cathy.
Okay.
Number four, this one got me. The Nerf Bow and Arrow.
Really?
Because it was more than just Nerf balls.
Yeah.
Because to me, the Nerf ball was the greatest thing ever because we stopped breaking windows as a kid when I was growing up.
Well, I thought maybe Nerf gun might be on there, but just
the Nerf bow and arrow.
That was pretty interesting. Yeah.
Number three, G.I. Joe.
Okay.
Number two, Barbie. Slinky did not make the list.
Wow. What?
The number one most influential toy of all time, and probably my favorite, Legos.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still to this day, people lose their minds over them.
I
and I don't blame them.
I'm in New York City. I go to the Lego store because it's huge. World's biggest toy company.
Didn't know you couldn't visit Legoland if you didn't have a kid with you, if you're over a certain age.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were you disappointed?
Well, not me, but I was disappointed when I found out someone said, yeah, went there, didn't have a kid, and they wouldn't let me in.
Maybe by yourself.
Yeah, well, you're right.
Because I went in with my significant other when, and we didn't have a kid at the time.
Oh, interesting.
But it was, that's cool. Legoland is just neat.
Yeah, it really is.
Anybody that can paint, air quotes, with Legos, you're all right in my book. That's pretty cool. All right, it is 7:45 now, a quarter away from 8 o'clock. We'll check your sports coming up here in just a minute. And right now it's time for Focus on the Family, brought to us by Childs Dermatology.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Leadership is important, and that's why corporations have CEOs and sports teams have coaches. But families have leaders too. They're called mom and dad. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Maybe you've never thought of your home that way or yourself as a leader. But it's a concept I'd encourage every parent to adopt. Leading successful businesses and creating healthy families share two important similarities. The first is they both need someone who can cast a vision. Parents who lead create excitement about the future and can show their families how to get there. Those goals could be relational, like developing a deeper sense of connection together. Or they could be a special event everyone agrees to work toward, like a camping trip or a special vacation. Vision binds family members together as they work toward a common goal. But remember this, vision isn't enough by itself. You also need wisdom, which gives context to the everyday nuts and bolts knowledge you need to fill your home with love. Families don't become healthy by accident. They only thrive if they're given the right ingredients. So, Mom and Dad, don't sit back and simply let life happen to your family. Lead them. Cast a vision and cultivate it with wisdom. Be intentional about creating a strong and healthy family that will endure a lifetime. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40%. In the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
Give a gift that'll stand the test of time from Amish Furniture for generations. At Amish Furniture, everything is made with special attention to detail from Amish craftsmen. That makes your holiday gift giving easier than ever. Find a unique selection of children's furniture and a wonderful collection of holiday items from handmade wood crafts, decorations, wood shelves, wall ornaments, and more. Shop today for your holiday gift giving at Amish Furniture for generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Red Cashin. Bryan College Station has been my lifelong home. I care about this community, and that's why I'm asking you to vote for Julie Merrifield Schultz and re-elect her to the position of College Station City Council, Place 5. I believe Julie has done a remarkable job of uniting our community, creating responsible budgets, improving our great quality of life, and ensuring our community continues to grow one first down at a time.
Political ad paid for by Julie Schultz.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, it's back into the fire for Texas A&M football as the Aggies head to Auburn this Saturday to take on the third-ranked Tigers. Sophomore quarterback Kenny Hill will miss the matchup, serving the second game of a two-game suspension, leaving the team with only two quarterbacks on the roster. Offensive coordinator Jake Spavital says he's open to letting some of the other playmakers get some snaps.
You know, I'm down to one quarterback right now, one scholarship quarterback, well, unless you want to count Connor, but... yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how creative we get with this extending the run game and how we're going to utilize Speedy and possibly another skill position player to go from there. But, you know, it's definitely in the mix, and you'll see it next week versus Auburn.
The Speedy he was mentioning was, of course, freshman wide receiver Speedy Noyle, who was a running back or running quarterback in high school. Kickoff against Auburn is Saturday at 2:30 with pregame with Dave and Dave at 1:30 right here on WTAW. Now, sticking with Aggie football, the team wraps up the regular season on November 15th at home against Missouri. Kickoff time for that game has been scheduled for 6:30 p.m. The Texas A&M women's golf team won the Jim West Challenge in Burney, Texas after playing the tournament's final two rounds yesterday. Texas A&M freshman Maddie Zarek finished the tournament in second place, shooting an even par 216 over three rounds. Mariposa Navarro and Bianca Fabrizio, both sophomores, both tied for fifth place. Angela Lowak, a junior outside hitter of the Texas A&M volleyball team, has been named the NCAS Playmaker of the Month for November. The award program recognizes the academic achievement and community service of student-athletes. Lowak is an honor student in Mays Business School and volunteers at numerous community service events. The Houston Rockets returned to the court last night. Visit the Philadelphia 76ers in the city of brotherly love.
Ahead to Harden, around a demo pick, comes right, goes baseline, skip pass in the corner, wide open again. Ariza for three, and he's knocked down four of them here in the opening quarter. 14 in the first for Ariza.
Trevor Ariza hit six from downtown and finished with 24 points to push the Rockets past the 76ers, 104-93. James Harden added 35 points and 9 rebounds for Houston, which is starting out the season at 4-0. The Rockets will look to keep the perfect record intact when they visit Miami tonight at 6:30. In Big D, the 2-1 Dallas Mavericks were hosting the 1-1 Boston Celtics.
Rondo stepped in the passing lane. Harris splits to a double team to Ellis and now to Parsons in the left corner for three, and he hits. As the Celtics got all messed up defensively, and Parsons with plenty of time to tee it up and knock it down.
New addition Chandler Parsons scored 29 points, and the Mavs held off a late Boston surge to nip the Celtics 118-113. However, the win did come at a price. Dallas forward Al-Farouq Aminu left the game in the second quarter with a knee injury. He had 5 points in 10 minutes when he left. Last night's NFL game pitted the AFC South leading Indianapolis Colts against the New York Giants in the Meadowlands.
Takes the snap, sets up, looks. He's going to throw one deep, intended for T.Y. Hilton's got the ball. Touchdown, T.Y. He took it away from Rogers Cromartie. And the Colts have added six more points. T.Y. Hilton flat stole the ball.
Andrew Luck and the Colts offense ran roughshod over the Giants D, propelling Indy to a 40-23 victory. Luck threw for over 300 yards for a team record seventh straight game, completing 25 of 46 throws for 354 yards and four touchdowns. The Colts improved to 6-3 on the season, while the Giants fall to 3-5. Well, the Minnesota Twins have hired Hall of Famer Paul Molitor to be their new manager. The 58-year-old former infielder and DH got a three-year deal to replace longtime manager Ron Gardenhire, who was fired 5 weeks ago after 13 years as a Twins skipper. Molitor served as one of Gardenhire's coaches last season. And the Chicago Cubs have introduced Joe Maddon to be their fifth manager since the start of the 2010 season, giving him a five-year, $25 million contract to replace Rick Renteria. Maddon spoke with reporters yesterday for the Cubs.
I know that the synergy between front office and the field today in today's game is really, really that important. And it's always going to be. It's going to get even more important. So to be philosophically aligned with these guys from Jump Street was important to me. And we are.
The 60-year-old Maddon won 754 games in 9 seasons with Tampa Bay, leading the club to 4 playoff appearances, 2 American League East titles, and a league pennant in 2008. The Cubs had planned to bring back Renteria until Maddon opted out of his contract with the Rays last month. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Rafael Pena here, urging you to vote yes on Props 1, 2, and 3. When I walked the streets and gathered hundreds of signatures, the response was a resounding yes on all 3 charter amendments. 2,000 concerned citizens signed it. Now, an Austin real estate PAC is funneling tens of thousands of dollars to influence the people of Bryan to vote no. So let's say no to this Austin PAC and yes to these amendments.
Paid for by the Citizens for Bryan. Karen Hall, Treasurer.
Here's City of College Station Council Member Blanche Brick.
There's no greater joy than helping your baby grow up healthy and happy. That's why most parents choose immunizations. Go to BrazosHealth.org for all the latest information on immunization clinics and what ages the children need them, along with other great information about public and private water testing, food inspections and permits, septic system inspections, plus much more. Brazos County Health Department, celebrating 75 years, helping all of the residents of Brazos County stay healthy and safe.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 4 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and your forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof, the world's best roof. Call them, 268-ROOF, or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Shower, thunderstorm may pop up as the day goes on. We'll be contending with cloudiness throughout the day, high 75 to 80. There's a better chance for showers and thunderstorms across the region tonight. Lows are going to fall back close to 60. Showers and thunderstorms continue into tomorrow, only 60 to 65. Then tomorrow night, it starts to clear, lows near 50. We'll have a sunny day on Thursday, and the highs on Thursday will be up around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is 63. We've got 87% humidity with winds out of the southeast at 8 miles per hour. And as we look at the radar right now, this storm front has kind of like two parts. There's this little bitty leading edge that runs a line from like Rocktail Dime Box to Hearn. So if you're in that, you may get some sprinkles just a little bit as you, you know, make your way into work. The main part of the storm and the biggest part of the storm starts on a line from like San Angelo to Abilene. So depending on what speed this thing is moving, you know, later on this afternoon into early this evening, we could see some maybe nasty stuff, because if it gets up to around 80 degrees, that'll warm the atmosphere up enough to get things kind of jumping a little bit. All right, so in this heightened state of awareness that we're all in, because, you know, everything right now is absolutely crazy, bombs tick? Not anymore, probably. You don't think so anyway, because you're more often thinking about a digital clock. Well, in Carlsbad, California, Saturday, a mailman was about to deliver a package when he heard it ticking. So what'd he do? He called 911. Sheriff's Department swooped in, concerned of several, cordoned off several streets, evacuated houses, and had the bomb squad use a robot to very carefully open the package. After 3 hours of digging around to get this thing open robotically so everyone would be safe, it turned out to be a box of Mexican jumping beans.
Wow. Can't really say I blame him, though.
No word if the beans were ever delivered or the box was busted up. And the beans were still working at that point with the robot at doing its business with the box. But nonetheless, what would you do? I mean, you're a postal delivery person and it...
Yeah, no, that would freak me out, too.
But my thought is, would it be that consistent? That it would sound like tick, 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 or sporadically tick, tick. tick, tick, tick.
Well, what if there were 100 of them, you know, timed bombs?
I mean, either way.
Little bitty ones? It's a box of a whole bunch of little bitty bombs.
Little bitty. Well, either way, that'd freak me out.
I'm not taking a chance.
Yeah.
Talk about going postal. Thank you very much for playing and have a nice day. Hey, coming up, we're going to visit with the gang from the Aggieland Humane Society. And we've got an interesting interview lined up because the Aggies go to war memorial that they built in Baston is kind of getting all cranked up. We're doing some stuff here locally, and the last surviving Aggie is actually going to be on campus, and we won't actually get to talk to him until later tonight. But we're going to talk to the folks that are putting this all together and find out more at about 8:30 here, give or take just a little bit. All right, gang, it is 8 o'clock. I'm Kevin O'Connor filling in for Scott DeLucia on News Talk 1620 WTAW College Station. Brian.